Show on FUBAR Radio.
I'm up a bit on a string, Tracy Island, time traveling diamond, could a sheep heartache to come to find you, for in some velvet morning, years too late, she's a silver lining, Lone Ranger riding through an open space, in my mind, when she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be, and satisfaction feels like a distant memory. And I can't help myself, all right. What I ever say is, are you mine? Well, are you mine? Are you mine? Are you mine? All right. I guess what trying to say is I need the deep end, keep imagining meeting, wished away entire lifetimes, unfair, we're not somewhere, misbehaving for days, great escape, lost track of time and space, she's a silver lining, climbing on my desire, and I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be, and satisfaction feels like a distant memory, and I she's not right there beside me. I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be. And satisfaction feels like a distant memory. And I can't help myself, alright. What I ever say is, are you mine? Well, are you mine?
How you doing, guys? It's Friday and you are listening to FUBAR Radio. It's the Jackmate Show. I'm your host, Jackmate, and I'm here with my smelly little co-host, Tom Norris.
Your lovely, massive co-host,
not
Tom
really.
Norris.
Not really.
No?
You're a short man.
Short man?
Would you say, are you short?
I don't know. Some of our guests today are a bit shorter than I am.
We've got some good guests coming up, but we'll get to that in a moment. Producer Will's not too short, is he?
6'5".
That's just his head.
Eh?
What?
Pardon?
Nothing.
We're all friends here.
Not today, all right?
I'm not too sure how this happened, but we've got a radio show and we're live on the air, boys, so let's pretend we like each other for the next 2 hours and things will be just dandy.
Yeah, I like you, Tom. You like me.
Yeah, you're right.
What we got coming up on the show then, Nozzle?
We've got some lovely guests today. We've got 3 guests today.
Viral stars.
Oh. Superstars.
How viral are they?
They're very viral.
We've got Kian Toomey, the Irish prince himself. Who else?
We've got Schaefer Bates, Mr. Impressions.
The Welshman himself.
Yeah, all right.
Now all we need is a Scotsman, and who's coming up last?
Aaron Craskell.
Oh, he's English. Nearly a great gag. But he is a great man. Just slagging him off straight away. Now we've got Aaron Craskell, Kian Toomey, and Schaefer Bates coming up. We're going to be playing some silly little games and talking about silly little things. How's your week been, Producer Will?
Yeah, listen to this, right? Last Sunday, I'm on the South Bank.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds
I'm
nice.
I'm going to Oaxaca with a few friends.
Where?
Oaxaca. It's a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, okay, lovely.
What'd you have?
Well, let me finish, Tom.
No, what did you have?
Let me finish.
Okay, carry on.
Just about to walk in there. It's a bit busy. So we're like, oh, half an hour wait. Guess who walks out?
Mr. Blobby, doing the hacker.
Doing shit.
No,
hang on, wait. We are 5 minutes, 10 seconds in, and we've already spoke about Mr. Blobby having a shit. Highbrow comedy here on the Jack White Show. Carry on, Will.
David Cameron.
Oh, it's close.
Same thing.
Oh, Who is he with?
His wife.
Yeah.
The kids.
Yeah.
George Osborne was there as well.
I was then going to say, who else? George Osborne.
Yeah, he was there.
No, he wasn't.
I swear on my life.
So they were having Mexican food together.
Yeah, something like that.
That's an anecdote. Now all I can just imagine is the president. I was going to say the president.
Oh my God.
The prime minister's got the shits now.
Why?
Because he's had Mexican food.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that.
Does it not give you the perps?
No, maybe you should go.
I'm an introvertive person.
I'm an uncultured person.
Because he's had a burrito, don't mean he's doing a job in the toilet.
Burritos are very spicy.
You can choose.
Talking of spicy, what have you been up to this week, Tom?
I went to Canterbury to see the girlfriend, and also the day after, I went with you.
Fuck, you ain't got a girlfriend.
I've got a bloody girlfriend.
Yeah, as well.
She's not so bloody, I've just got a girlfriend. I've got a lovely, clean girlfriend.
She might be, sometimes.
Oh, yeah, shut the fuck up. And then I went with Jack to see the Hammers play up.
Who's
to
Jack?
The
me?
You, Jack.
Me, sir?
I went with you.
We did indeed.
Number one choice was me, wasn't it? Your dad couldn't make it, and you were, so number two.
Well,
a bit awkward, but...
No, what do you mean?
One over here.
Are you going to tell him, Will, or shall I?
No, go on. Let's take it.
Tell me.
So obviously my dad couldn't make the West Ham game.
Yeah, yeah.
So I then asked Will.
Well, good one.
Yeah, and my cousin couldn't make it. And do you know what, even my brother went up for it, which is weird because I ain't got a brother, but I still managed to ask someone who ain't you. You came. It was
that's
fun.
Cool. Yeah, it was.
It was good.
Thanks for having me.
Was it a good game? What was the score?
2-0 to West Ham.
Yeah. Oh, I'm full.
Oh, yes.
Bubbles.
We've got bubbles. Dimitri Bubbles.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
It was catchy.
Did you join in with the songs?
I didn't. There wasn't much singing. The atmosphere was pretty bad.
Yeah, I thought that West Ham known for their really. It's a bit almost like a library.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Put your shovels away, boys. Too many digs.
One of them.
Right.
Little wooden spoon here, sir.
Who do you support then?
Birmingham City.
Yeah.
The Villa fans are in good voice.
Birmingham.
Birmingham.
I'm just trying to think if West Ham have played them this season.
Oh, there he is.
That's a dip.
Bit of a league difference there. Oh. And yourself, Tom?
Newcastle.
You actually beat
heard
them?
Heard of them?
Yeah.
I've heard of them. So what games we got coming up? We've got Good Cop, Bad Cop.
Or viral interrogation, as I like to call it.
Well, yeah, I like to call that as well.
It's on your sheet. We've been planning this for 2 weeks now. What's the point?
It don't matter. We've got viral interrogation.
Yeah.
We've got a happy vlogger challenge.
Oh, what's that?
Ooh. Well,
tell all.
You know how YouTubers like to be very happy when they're vlogging?
Yeah.
Have you heard of the Fluffy Bunny Challenge?
I think so.
It's exactly like that. Just we've changed the name.
We're going to take people onto a channel of our channel where we're a different persona, aren't we?
And teach them how to do a vlog.
Oh,
God.
Don't touch it.
I should just say, I have got a cold. So if my voice breaks, it's not because I'm 13 and going
through
a
hard time. You're growing up. You're going through the change.
I'm a real boy.
You've got some hair sprouting on your face.
Yeah, hair. Keloid on the nose. All going on. If only you could see this. Which you might be able to soon, because we're joined by some cameras in the studio today.
Hey, cameras.
Hey, guys. You can speak. You all right?
Good.
Yeah. Thought he was going to leave me hanging there. What are you doing? Just filming?
Yeah.
Cool.
Hanging out.
Cool. Yeah. Well, we'll let you carry on.
But why are we doing Happy Vlogger? It spawned from Nozamon.
Hey.
Yeah, the man.
Little sweaty guy to the left.
Not
here.
Sweaty. Dry as a bone.
Dry as a bone.
Dry as a bone. Yeah, I actually on Wednesday. Not when.
Any day this week.
I launched my YouTube channel.
Did you?
I did.
Is that because your best pal here inspired you?
My best pal hasn't got a YouTube channel.
Yes, he has.
No. I mean,
I used to.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Well, the banter is aflow.
Oh, duck now.
Oh. Hey, catch this bit of banter. Oh, he's caught it as well. Throw it back at me.
Are you breastfeeding the banter?
Too much banter.
Why are you breastfeeding the banter?
That molasses has turned up with a whole barrel of banter. God, Gavin Daps.
Daps.
Do you think his mates call him that?
I don't know. What do you?
Dapster.
I'm at it again.
Early start. Yeah, and then later on, we're going to be finishing on a game with all three guests all together in this really hot
Which
little room. It's going to be called
right
Wrongans.
No, again, we might call it Right When You're Wrong.
Oh, is that the new title?
Right When You're Wrong.
I haven't seemed to got the memo.
That's fine.
Right When You're Wrong is the last game.
And the aim of that game is to answer wrong to questions, basically.
Answer questions wrong.
Yeah, that's how you should speak.
Yes.
Let me test it on you.
Go on.
Right, so I'm going to ask you a series of questions right off the bat, and you've got to answer wrongly.
Right.
Producer Will, what's your middle name?
James.
Where are you from?
Leicester.
How old are you?
27.
How old are you, really?
27.
What's the name of this station?
Rank FM.
Tommy, you right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh!
No, no, but I'm not.
Oh.
I'm really hurting inside, and every movement is a real pain and struggle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's dark. That's me.
We're also going to be playing some absolute banging tunes, I think.
Oh,
do the kids call it that?
Wow.
Some sick beats.
Yeah, that's worse.
Some stinky songs.
Some fat anthems.
Yes. Fat with a P.
With a P. We're going to be playing some fat anthems.
Fat.
Well, we've got The Hunter coming up. We've got Black Lips. We've got The Flash Bottoms. It's all at
The Flash Bottoms.
I can't wait for The Flash Bottoms.
I'm not with it today.
Is that you?
The Front Bottoms. I don't know if that's any better.
No, the
Flash Bottoms sounds like a band.
Yeah?
The Front Bottoms does not.
You like The Front Bottoms, though?
I do like them.
Are you going to see them?
No, we couldn't get tickets in the end.
Jack messaged me a while ago. Oh, we're going to see them. We've got tickets.
No?
Didn't happen.
Well, why would you message someone that?
I don't know, I'll be excited. I was like, yes!
No, you even told me you had tickets!
His response, I've got your tickets, the Front Bottoms, was cool, cool, man. Yeah. No, actually, he said, KK.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I was in bed, and I was like, oh, you know what, Caitlin, he's actually alright. And she's like, yeah! And then I went to sleep.
He's actually alright. Best compliment I've ever had. Any plans for the weekend? I'm looking at you, producer Will.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Ooh. Oh, kept that one quiet.
What are you got planned?
No. How old are you going to be?
Are we still playing the game, or am I not?
Yeah.
26?
No, honestly,
I'll be 25.
Okay.
It's a good age.
Quarter of a century.
Tom did ask a good question, Tom, before
what
I really
are you
going
to be doing for your birthday party?
I've got friends coming up from my home of Worcestershire, and we're going out in London.
Oh,
anywhere nice?
I think it's called Blues Kitchen. It's like a little southern soul place. There's a band on. Some
Is
wings.
It? Nice. Some wings?
Wings.
What, your mate?
Wings.
You got a mate called Wing, ain't you?
I have got a mate called Wing.
Yeah, how's he, all right?
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
I slept in that, for people that don't know, I actually share a bed with Wing because the London housing market is ridiculous.
So you share a bed with your mate? It's
yeah,
fine.
But
it's
I slept
cool.
on the sofa
he's
last
fine.
Night, so...
Did you? Why, he's snoring?
He's got the sneezes.
Oh, he's got the bloody sneezes.
Oh, God.
A couple of sneezes.
Any plans for you at the weekend, Nozzle?
Just working, mate, working away.
Oh,
what do you do?
What do I do?
Oh, Snap, Jinx, Black Magic, Trace, whoop whoop.
I've not heard of them. Jinx, Padlocks, Jinx.
Mm.
That's how I grew up.
I've heard of that, yeah.
I do video production. I'm filming some aerobics over the weekend.
Oh, you live a life.
I do. It's pretty crazy.
Is that aerobics?
Yeah. No, that's just...
That's weights. That is.
Yeah.
That is weights.
That's
an arm curl.
Oh, right.
Is that an arm curl?
Oh, hello, Mr. Jim. That's,
yeah.
that's an arm curl.
Been to the gym.
Get one of those big bouncy balls and then just sit on it.
Medicine balls.
Yeah.
You ever tried to kick a medicine
Swiss ball, mate?
What is that?
Swiss ball's a big one, medicine ball's a little one.
No, you can get big medicine balls.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
But you were just saying that medicine balls are just small.
Alright, that's sweet.
Well, it's one thing I'm going to be pretty
what
clear on.
What medicine do they put in the balls?
Oh, fucking hell. Do you
want to
get to
something? Yeah, let's go to let's have a little bit of the Hunter. And we could be. Yeah, that'll do. go on. Go on, Tom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Will.
Yeah. That's too far, that is.
Sorry.
Do you know what?
Kian.
There's plenty of producers out there, and if you do that one more time, then we'll get one of them in. Alright? I'm only kidding, mate. We're joined now by Kian Toomey.
Hi.
How are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm great. Are you excited to be here?
Yeah.
We're not.
Okay.
We are. Okay. We're very excited. We're all friends.
Yeah.
We just have a laugh.
Absolutely.
Well, you come all the way from Ireland?
All the way from Ireland, yeah.
Oh, how's the flight? Good?
Good. Very nice.
You said you were sitting next to some questionable people.
Mm, a few smelly ones now around there.
Oh, no. What do they smell of?
Poo.
Poo? Oh. Mm. Sometimes it's
a simple answer, but it's bang on.
Yeah. What do you do then, Kian?
I make videos, Jack, for a living.
I know, I've seen plenty.
You know, our
producer here, Will, is actually...
Hi, Will!
He's actually a massive, massive fan.
Oh, come here, let me touch your leg and your hand. Oh, you're so cute.
Pleasure to meet you.
You too.
How long have you been doing videos for then?
About 3 years.
Oh.
Roughly.
Oh.
Give or take.
So you're now on 4 million.
4 million, yes.
Hit the big 4 million, congratulations.
Thank you.
So, but hasn't it only sort of just snowballed recently?
Yeah, only like the last 9 months or so.
Oh, that's even more impressive, mm-hmm. though, really, because 4 million in 3 years, it's like,
it's still, whoa. But then in 9 months,
so, have you ever done, because I know you're big on Facebook, have you done YouTube yet?
I'm just starting out. I'm just getting the hang of it.
Me too. Consider me
definitely a beginner.
Oh, okay. Well, you've come to the right place, Kian Toomey.
Oh, okay.
Welcome.
Myself and Noza here have just started a YouTube collab channel.
Oh.
And we're now about...
What are we calling it?
We called it...
What are we calling it?
Maybe we should discuss this off air.
Nozadine. That sounds like Biodine.
So, watch our channel and we will help you become a happy vlogger. So, hi guys! It's me, Jack Dean. And welcome to Noza and
Dean.
I'm Dean and you're
Noza, welcome.
And it's a lovely Friday.
Like if you like Fridays.
Put thumbs up on the video if you like a puppy dog.
We all do.
We all love tales on the puppies. Producer Will, shout out to Producer Will.
Hiya.
No, you can't hear because this is a video. There's no response coming. Welcome to the channel, Kian. So, Tom here is going to teach you how to be a vlogger. And there's only one thing you really need to know to become a typical YouTube vlog star. And how do you be a vlog star, Nozzle?
You gotta have it.
But apart from that, what's it?
Is the challenge I'm about to do.
And what's the challenge?
It's called Happy Vlogger.
Happy Vlogger. Have you seen the Fluffy Bunny Challenge before?
Of course I have, yeah.
Well, this is a bit like that, except it's more fun for families to enjoy. Because it's
happy.
Happy Vlogger. So I'm going to pick up these marshmallows here and put them in Noza's mouth. And after every time, he's got to say Happy Vlogger.
Like that.
But Noza, you've got to say it happy.
I bloody will.
Happy, happy, happy.
Joyfully!
Subscribe if you enjoy choking. Ready?
Yes!
Say I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Say happy vlogger.
Okay. Happy vlogger.
Marshmallow number one.
Oh. Happy vlogger.
How happy are you?
I'm stoked.
Here's number two.
Happy vlogger.
Are you not allowed to use your hands?
You can, but
this is like pro level or something. Okay.
Ready? Oh, I don't want to touch the saliva. There we go, number three.
Happy vlogger!
And number four.
Happy vlogger!
There we go. He looks absolutely disgusting, though.
Absolutely.
So there we go. That's the Happy Vlogger Challenge. Kian, do you think you understand the rules, my friend?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
It sounds pretty straightforward.
Well, in front of you, you have a bowl of pink and white happy marshmallows.
Okay.
So put them in your mouth, and you can become a vlog star.
Okay.
Try and beat four. But first of all, you've got to say happy vlogger normal.
Like happy or just normal?
You're happy.
Happy vlogger.
Number one.
Happy vlogger.
Number two. He's gone for two strawberries.
I'm really good at... What did you get, five?
I got four.
Four?
Yeah.
Happy vlogger!
Oh!
His cheeks are wider, but I respect it.
Happy vlogger!
Remember to like, subscribe, and follow us home if you like the video.
That's
four. Happy vlogger!
Oh, for number five.
Oh, he's probably going...
Oh, hello. Someone's at the door. Knock, knock. Is that Mr. Gag?
How many is that now?
He's on six. Oh, no.
Daddy's here. Come on. Keep it going.
Oh, he's dabbing. He's dabbing himself.
Oh,
he's chewing. Are you done?
Dabbing.
How many? That's seven.
Seven, yeah.
Seven. Oh,
oh, oh, God.
No, that's it.
Oh, he's
seven.
Done. Seven.
That was very, very good effort.
4 million followers and seven marshmallows. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Seven is the number of the day as well, guys.
A number of the week, you mean? Number of days in the week?
Yeah, but, yeah.
I don't think he was getting at that, but I think it was just me, you know, being silly.
I don't understand.
I'm happy.
It's just happy, guys.
That was the happy vlogger challenge.
I'm still struggling.
YouTubers have so much talent!
Like, share, and subscribe!
Like, share, subscribe, tell your mum, tell your cat, tell your frog.
Oh, that was
especially
a challenge.
The frog. It was a challenge, but you absolutely smashed that, sir.
Oh, thank you so much.
Goodbye,
I appreciate
viewers.
It.
That was fun.
That was quite the challenge.
Now back to dark reality.
Welcome.
You enjoy that?
Yeah, that was quite sickening.
What do you think of YouTubers?
YouTubers? What kind of YouTubers? Just stereotypical YouTubers?
Yeah. Okay. They're okay.
I prefer filmmakers on YouTube. I don't really like the YouTubers. Yeah, I'm getting deep here.
Who'd you like?
Mr. Neistat. I'm sure we're all familiar with Casey Neistat. Can we give him a round of applause?
A lot of fans of applause today.
It's a lot of claps.
We've all got the clap.
Mr. Oh, and there we go.
Thanks, Jack.
Mr. Ben Brown, he's another good one.
Who?
Do you not know Mr. Ben Brown?
Ben Brown, you know Ben Brown.
I thought you said Mr. Penbro.
No, Mr. Ben Brown. Ben Brown.
Oh, sorry.
Ben.
Your Irish accent confused me.
What was that?
Conor McGregor in the studio, everyone!
That was good, wasn't
Hello,
it?
Hello, my friend.
Do it. Was that a good Irish accent?
No, it was appalling. No, do it again, go again.
I will, do Conor McGregor?
No, do a stereotypical one, so...
Tapping him right into your Travis.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, no one talks like that. Well, maybe the odd...
You say it bash.
Oh. And you say nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Good old Ronan Keating. Yes.
Have you met him?
No.
What's Edward like?
I know every famous Irish person ever.
You've actually met Louis Walsh, haven't you?
Yeah.
What's he like?
He's all right.
He's all right?
He's nice. He's a nice guy.
You look at me like, what do you think of him?
What do you think of Walshy?
Kian, you got any advice for young budding YouTubers?
Not really. Oh. I think Jack would have better advice than me because I'm a novice.
Well,
Jack is a pro veteran.
You get more YouTube views than me.
Well, yeah, I know. That's because you're bad. I didn't say I didn't say you're good. I said you're a veteran.
Yeah, so I should give you something on that note. I'll tell you what, because he's give that little big, when you come back, we're going to give you a viral interrogation.
Okay.
And I'm not going to go easy on you. This man here, Nozza, might go easy on you.
I'm nuts.
Yeah, but after that, I'm going to go in pretty hard.
Well, but Will...
Will's not taking part.
Will likes me.
Will's the boyer. He's just going to watch you squirm.
Oh, yeah. The bystander.
Right, let's go to a bit of black clips, and when we come back, we might have a few black eyes. It's going to be viral interrogation coming up after this. I scream at the corner store. You get two for just a dollar more. The bomb's back to let to reach. From the comforts of a sunny beach. There's one thing you gotta know. Oh.
exercises I will never figure out, so I am running in circles, or walking in circles, or crawling in circles, or lying on the ground. And I can hear your dog whistle from my bedroom. Yeah, yeah. They're now homeless, which puts them in mad shady situations with mad shady people, if not every day, then on an every other day basis. And she's probably with a few of them right now, and they are probably just drinking and talking about how she misses getting fucked up and hanging around. And he says, hey, you're good at that. And she says, thanks, it's kind of all I got. And then she looks away and says, it's also all I need. And I can smell plastic burning. I can smell chemicals breaking down. I got your last three emails, the ones where you said I was sorting some things out. And he will be able to hear her dog whistle from his bedroom. Yeah, yeah. And I will see a flashlight cutting up the trees behind my house. Yeah, yeah. And I will read the flashing like a Morse code explanation that will mean nothing, but take all night to figure out, out, out.
Presents
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy.
Yeah, what's going on, mother lovers? I go by the name of Mice Diggy.
And my name is Sarah Love.
And you can catch us each and every Monday from 4 till 6 p.m. right here on Fubar Radio. Previously, we've had guests such as
Chuck D of the legendary Public Enemy, Talib Kweli, Five Dog of A Tribe Called Quest, All That Illness. Plus, every week we bring you a live open mic with fresh, talented artists. So make sure you check out those downloads at FubarRadio.com.
The show where ignorance and intelligence don't just walk that thin line between them, they also do the running man on that bitch.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and my Sticky
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Right, kid, not gonna lie to you, you pissed me off a bit before the break.
You little mug.
Okay. No more nicey nice, Jack. It's Detective Dean right about now with my co-sergeant. Your mustache.
No, my mustache is fine. Detective Noza.
So you're supposed to be intimidating.
Oh, what?
Oh, don't give me any of that.
Listen to that, mate.
Yeah, look at him. He's sitting comfortably, boy.
Then we might begin.
Mum, my moustache has just fallen off.
That's how angry you are.
Your moustache fell off.
You've made me so fuming that my moustache has fell off. Thank God I got this beautiful beard to accompany.
Yeah, that beautiful beard.
Are you sitting comfortably, boy?
Quite.
Well, let's get him another fucking chair then. Will, get him another chair, please. Get him a ranker
one. Get him a Sparky chair.
Get him a shitter chair.
Oh.
Okay. Oh.
Oh.
There we go. Are you scared? You sound scared. This is
so
viral
scared.
Interrogation, isn't it, Noz?
It sure is, Arch.
We're going to be asking you some hard-hitting questions.
Okay.
Are you nervous?
Sure.
It's not one of the questions you're going to get. It's too pansy. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
You got a cough?
No, I bloody haven't. Right. The name of the game is viral interrogation, like Sarge said. But if you stutter, if you hesitate, if you pass or laugh, there can be a mark against your name, Sunshine.
That's right. So, you've got to answer them as quickly as you can and as truthfully as you can.
What are you doing, Sarge?
I've just lost my shades.
And your moustache.
I've lost my shades.
Shades are on your head, you prick.
You're wearing them.
I mean, of course they are. Right, so, let's get down to it.
The nitty gritty.
Our assistant Will, you're going to mark down how many times this mug stutters, laughs, screams, or shits his little pants.
Let's go.
All right?
Let's go.
All right, Noz, do you want to take it away,
son? I'd love to.
Are you ready, Kian?
Yeah, sure.
You shouldn't be.
You're right, mate. What's your full name, please?
Kian Patrick Anthony Jimmy.
How many followers do you have online?
4 million.
How many Facebook likes?
4 million.
How much did they cost you?
Nothing.
You travelled far, have you, mate?
I don't know what you said.
Have you travelled far, mate?
300 miles.
Carry on.
Do you have an open relationship with Emily?
No.
Who's the better chef out of you and Emily?
Me.
Have you done anal yet?
Yes.
Yeah!
No, I didn't say that.
What's the name of your local boozer, mate?
City Bones.
What's the worst thing you've ever done while you've been smashed?
Got sick in a garage car.
What did you get Emily for Christmas, mate?
Too many things.
How long did it take her to return it?
It didn't.
Do you and Emily have a little song, do you? Is it cute? What is it?
Michael Bublé.
Sing it now!
I can't remember any Michael Bublé songs.
Well, sing it now!
I said Michael Bublé.
Sing
You're a falling star! You're the getaway car! You're the Didn't expect that.
You were starting to piss me off better than last one. How did you and Emily meet?
Tinder.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Do you and Emily have a dog? If so, who cleans up his shit?
We have two dogs. I have one dog, it's Emily, and I do clean up her shit.
Do you love Emily lots, do you, mate?
Yeah.
Can we speak to Emily now?
Hello!
30 seconds, go.
Hello?
Why are you with Kian?
Because he's sexy.
What does Kian smell of?
Poo.
Where is the best place Kian is taking you out for a day?
Cheeky Nando's.
On top or on bottom?
Both. At the same time. Flexible.
30 seconds, go.
Bacon or eggs?
Fertilised eggs.
Me or your boyfriend?
Who?
Me or your boyfriend?
Not you. You have less subscribers.
Nando's or Mackey's? You've already said Nando's, probably that. Nando's or Mackey's?
Nando's.
Have you ever been the subject of a massive sticky bukkake?
No.
Oh, slag.
None of these made
Time's
sense.
Time's
there
up,
go. Well, that went swimmingly.
That was terrifying.
I got all the answers I needed to.
Yeah, well done, Sarge.
And more.
Do we arrest him now?
I don't know. Did you do the crime?
No.
Well, he's telling us he didn't do the crime.
What's so. That sounds legit to
What's
me.
The crime? You didn't do
Well, you did the rhyme. Did you do the crime?
Well, you don't know the crime if you didn't do it, sir.
Exactly.
Exactly. So you're a free man. You're good to go.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Okay.
People can follow you by going to Kian's. What's your Twitter handle?
Mr. Kian Toomey, innit?
Mr. Kian Toomey. Your Facebook page?
Mr. Kian Toomey, innit?
Your YouTube?
Mr. Kian Toomey, innit?
Mr. Kian Toomey on everything. Well, I'd like to say it's been a pleasure, Kian,
but
it's really not.
Oh, okay.
So why don't you fuck off and we'll get ready for the next guest.
Okay.
Thanks.
See ya.
Thanks for coming.
Bye.
Emily, you stick around, love.
Okay, bye.
I've got a few things to be
See
doing
ya.
With you.
Bye. Told you from the start.
Pissed you off again.
Secret Society. He was a lovely, lovely guy, wasn't he?
He's a gent.
Big fan of Kian. Big fan of him. Yeah, I think maybe in a bit, when it's all calmed down, we should go and take him next door and do a little bit of darts, do you reckon?
A little bit of a certain dart game.
You probably don't know about this, Will, but me and Tom have developed a game called Demolition Darts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and...
it's a bit explosive.
Oh, yeah.
Is it? How explosive?
Very explosive.
It's a like, bit...
Boom!
Like that. Yeah.
So, boom!
Pow, pow, pow! Pow, pow! Doom! That's the dart at the end of it.
That sounds like you're skipping stones more.
Yeah. I don't know that.
Explosive stones.
Can you skip stones?
Yeah. Can I?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, how many skippers, how many have you done in one go?
How many do you want?
Well, no, how many have you done?
Three.
That's not good, is it?
What, skimming stones?
Like flips on the water.
Skimming.
Yeah. That's not... Three's not good, is
nah,
it?
Nah, I got about five, probably.
Five?
I reckon I've got six, and I'm an amateur.
I got seven.
I got eight.
So actually, thinking about it, ten.
Anyone see the thing that went down this week on YouTube? Or might have been last week, I'm not sure. The
weekend, wasn't it?
What? How do you know what I'm going to say? Are you a mind reader?
We know, because we talk when songs are on.
wall broken down.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's that? Is that a fourth wall?
Fine bros. Do you see what they got up to?
Yes. Just
educate me on this, because you guys were gassing away all over this, and I have no idea what this was.
So the Fine Bros are two guys, two American guys, who were loved and adored within the community. The YouTube community, obviously. And basically, you might have seen the videos, you might not. They created a series called React, where they got loads of kids in a room,
yeah.
One by one, asked them different topics for different videos. So, for example, they'll give them a really old mobile phone, and they'll go, what do you think of this? And the kids will be like, is this actually a mobile? Like, what the hell? It's quite funny. And then they do Elders React as well, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, they ask old people...
playing GTA.
Yeah, or what? Ask old people what they think of Stormzy and stuff like that. It's quite funny. But anyway, in more recent weeks... They've come under a bit of scrutiny, and they've lost nearly 2 million now.
Nearly, yeah.
Nearly 2 million followers have unsubscribed because they copyrighted the word React for YouTube titles.
Okay.
Claiming that reaction videos what am I trying to say, Will? Like they didn't
say your words.
Same word. Basically, they've copyrighted the reaction format, haven't they?
Yeah, they want to trademark it, and then anyone else who's put in. Say, Tom, you just started YouTube.
I have, thank you very
much.
Say
you did React to Stormzy Shut Up, which is something our very own Jack has done.
Yeah.
Yes.
They might be like, whoa, hang on a minute.
Get that down.
Yeah.
But I want to have it on my channel,
No,
please.
We've got the power.
No, sir. No. I want it on my channel.
Sir, we have the power.
Sir, I do believe it's on my channel, sir.
Six subscribers.
You go fuck yourself, sir. We have the power.
But you're millions.
The power is ours.
You make lots of money and I can't even afford to feed
you. I won't say it again. You as well. What are you looking at?
I don't know, sir. I'm reacting to this.
Oh, get off. Get out. Bang.
He's going to have to sue me.
Oh, he's gone.
Come back.
He's walked out. So what do you think of that? Do you think you can copyright a reaction format?
Not if it's already wide swept all over the internet and YouTube. You can't go ahead doing that.
I think they're just going to put a filter so anyone with the word React in the title is like... Uh-uh.
Jack, there wasn't a bit of controversy as well because they've let people like Ellen DeGeneres do it and the people are like, well, she's doing it. Well, what are you picking on the little guy?
Favouritism.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, he likes Ellen. Yeah, they like Ellen. Then they came out and did an update video, didn't they?
Yeah.
And they were like... It was almost like an apology, but you could tell they were really pissed off. They were like, this is not what we're trying to do! And they were shaking their heads as if, like, you're the dumb ones. Like, first of all, we'd like to apologise because you guys got it so wrong! It's almost like that. And it's
I texted you, didn't I? I said that was worse.
Yeah.
The reaction video just made things 100 times worse.
It was like a sour cherry on top of an already terrible cake.
Or like a Black Forest Ghetto.
Yeah, but like a...
A Black Forest Get Out clause.
Oh.
Almost works.
Satire. Almost. Good job the cameras in here, because they wouldn't have caught that.
I went on an awkward elevator.
Oh, dear. Shall we go to a little bit of a song?
It's one of yours, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it is. It's Blink-182, Josie.
And after this, we're going to be joined by...
Schaefer Bates?
Schaefer Bates, the impressionist, the man himself.
Mr. Schaefer. Schaefer Bates.
Girlfriend takes me home and I'm too drunk to drive. And she-
on FUBAR Radio.
And just like that, we're joined by another delectable little chap, as Mr. Schaefer Bates.
Oh, yeah.
You all right, mate?
I'm all right, yeah. I'm feeling very cosy. Better than last time, because I was a bit hungover last time, wasn't I? Very professional.
Was you?
Yeah.
Was you not out last night?
No, I don't drink anymore since last time.
Really? What?
No,
really? That's a...
Definitely was having a beer in front of us.
No, oh, yeah, you had... Yeah,
no, it was one of those blue, you know, the
bottles non-alcoholic.
Of... Yeah,
oh,
non-alcoholic
yeah.
ones.
Beck's Blue.
Yeah.
Beck's Blue.
I thought it said some, yeah, fair enough.
I had a four-pack of Beck's Blue. I didn't even know Beck's Blue existed. And I picked up a four-pack of Beck's Blue.
But you convinced yourself you were drunk after drinking it.
I drank four bottles of Beck's, and I was like, oh, fucking got to go.
It's a placebo,
I'm
mate.
Tired.
It's a placebo.
And then I looked at Excel and was like, what?
It tastes exactly the same, yeah.
Oh, God, I regret chatting up my own mum now.
That's a brilliant one to open on.
Yeah. You do voices.
Yeah.
Are they good?
Well, I suppose they're all right, because, I don't know, yeah, they're all right.
Our producer here, Will, is actually a massive, massive fan of your YouTube channel.
Hello, Schaefer. Yeah, are you doing all right?
Yeah, take care of yourself, mate.
I have to.
You're a good-looking chap, ain't you?
It's a question, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I'm glad the cameras are in, because now we can capture this beauty. Do you know what I mean? Usually it's wasted. And you... I mean,
what, I'm
people
like,
no, people like a laugh, don't they? No, I'm only kidding, Will. Can't put
You're
it there.
Right.
Give me a tickle.
Oh,
he's left me hanging.
Don't worry.
What's your dream, Schaefer?
I suppose it's just to become a fully-fledged voice actor and eventually do stuff with Pixar and Disney and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, so not actually do impressions.
No, oh no. Impressions is just, that came second, really. Voice acting's always been the forte. But impressions, people seem to love and relate to, so that's just taking lead of my life at the moment.
Why do you think impressions are so popular?
I think it's just because you can fit in with anything that's current. So if Donald Trump was giving a speech, you'd do a Donald Trump impression.
Can you?
Like Donald Trump impression's a work in progress, but we'll have a go.
Go on. this is a debut.
It's another one with Donald Trump. It's the mannerism. So he speaks with his teeth.
Right.
Just like this. So imagine you just said like a tequila and you're like that.
Okay.
We got a lot of problems and it's going to be huge. It's gonna be great.
That is top notch.
That's good.
That's spot on.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
I think you can get that out of the barn. That's ready.
Really?
It's ready.
I thought you said, can you get that in the barn? I was like,
yeah, I thought that.
Get
yeah.
it out of the barn.
Ooh, Noel's just met me.
What? Have you seen that tweet of Donald Trump and he's doing like facial expressions? Have you seen
that?
Yeah, and someone captioned it, me trying to figure out what triggers a Snapchat filter. Because you know the
okay.
Yeah, it's so good. I'll show you where it is.
Have you been on TrumpDonald.org?
Yes, I was on it last night for about 20 minutes.
What is
Tell
it?
Him. Tell him.
God, like
tell
me.
Him. You tell him, sure.
Oh, come on. I feel like I've been a bit
arsed. Tell him.
All right, I'll tell him. It's basically a website with Donald Trump's face, high res, beautiful, and a trumpet, and you can click your mouse and it blows his hair whatever way you want to click
That's
it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and every now and then some confetti will come out and land on
it. It's going to be huge.
It already is. 12 million. 12 million. In a bit, we're going to interrogate you. It's going to be a bit nasty. So I think it's about time we did the Happy Vlogger Challenge.
Yeah. Something a little bit nice. We're basically, I don't know if you heard, but me and Jack have actually started a new collab channel. It's a little bit crazy. And,
what's it called?
It's called...
Dean Nozzers.
Nozzer Dean. Nozzer Dean.
Tin of Deans for Nozzer.
I haven't heard it.
Oh.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
It's up and coming.
We get pretty excited, don't we?
We do. Okay. We do. Because you know YouTubers like to get a bit excitable.
Oh, yeah.
And they're family friendly.
Oh,
that's what we are.
And they're very talented, every single one of them.
Absolutely.
That's what we're going to do. So, are we going to test it again on Nozzer, or are we going to go straight to...
No, we don't need to test it again on Nozzer.
Okay. I think it was good when Nozzer had a go.
And then we can... Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Then.
Right, I'm just going to get these marshmallows from over here. Here we go.
It's good when you did it, because you stuffed your face.
Yeah. I did stuff my fucking
face.
You're
a chipmunk. Right.
I did.
So, Schaefer, take note. We're going to now teach you how to be a happy vlogger.
I can't wait.
Cameras on. Hi, guys!
Welcome!
Welcome to YouTube. Subscribe.
Give us a like, please.
We're now about to do the Happy Vlogger Challenge, a bit like the Fluffy Bunny Challenge. If you've been listening from the start of the show, you'll already know what it is. I'm going to put these marshmallows in Nozzer's lovely mouth. Nala. There we go. Right, here's ready for one.
Happy Vlogger! Fucking bugger!
Two.
Fucking bugger!
Three.
Fucking bugger!
Oh no!
Oh no!
You idiot!
Come on. Four. Four. One more.
Oh god.
Tom, can you just start standing up because the camera's on a tripod? Thank you, mate.
As you can see, guys, we've all had so much fun here today. I'd like to thank Tom Norris for helping me make this video. And now I'm going to do a collaboration with Schaefer Bates.
Yeah!
Hi, Schaefer.
Hi, yeah.
Here's some marshmallows.
I was a bit aggressive for this happy vlogging episode.
We're on YouTube.
Oh, I was too aggressive. Shall I do it again?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Yay! Whee! If only we had some ukulele music in the background.
There will be.
Be patient.
You're an idiot.
Shape, I'm a massive fan of you and your impressions. I was wondering if maybe Mr. Hardy from Legend could do it.
We're doing a YouTube collaboration with Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
Keep up the...
I was.
The viewers are going to get bored unless we're really happy.
I've been happy.
A vlogger is a happy vlogger. What?
That's one.
Oh, is that...
Nobody mouth.
Happy vlogger.
No, Hardy's still in the room.
Happy vlogger.
It's sounding more like
happy
him.
Vlogger. Happy vlogger.
Oh, how many is that?
That is five. Five marshmallows.
How many did Kian get?
Seven.
Oh, six. You've got to get two more to beat Kian. Oh, they're not in. One more. One more to beat Kian. And now he sounds like Bane.
Oh my god. That's a record!
That's not really in!
Get it in there! Get it in! Oh my.
Get behind the gums.
There we go!
Oh my god!
Tom Hardy is a happy vlogger! So, Schaefer, I'm getting marshmallows thrown at me. You are now a fully fledged YouTuber now, sir.
Oh, great.
Welcome to the community. Welcome.
So, quit the voice acting and all that and become a YouTuber.
Woo!
Yeah. Get a puppy.
Life's ambition.
Get a puppy. Get a girlfriend. Yeah. Success.
What about my talent? Get rid of that.
Yeah, don't need that.
Oh, okay.
No, that's YouTube, mate.
All right.
That's YouTube. Should we go for a little track now?
Yes, and then we're going to interrogate.
Get ready for interrogation.
Fuck about?
Yeah, go on then. Let's fuck about with Dredge. Drench.
This song is a fuck about. Not one to write home about. And I guess if you're in any doubt that I'm a fuck about, well then I'll hear you out. And I live in a paradise. It's not home, but I guess it's alright. And you live on the second floor, sleep in the corridor. What are you living for? When words get stuck in your throat, and all you wanna do is choke on the lies that you've been fed. When you are down in the and all you wanna do is choke. about people in love. They don't piss me off, they just make me give up.
FUBAR Radio presents
Kane and Sylvester Incorporated.
Siri, please beatbox for me.
Yo, go.
How sick is that?
That's amazing.
If you just spit on me.
Yo, Siri,
yo, gonna get silly, spitting over, a little bit of Siri. We're gonna make a beat out of this. We're actually gonna sample Siri.
Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats.
It's absolutely incredible.
Every Wednesday.
Incorporated.
From 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Schaefer Bates.
Hi. Is it Mr. Impressions himself?
Hello. Welcome to Viral Interrogation.
Thanks for that, Sarge Jack, mate. I'm Detective Nozza, and we need answers.
We know what you've done. We know you've been posing as a whole array of characters, using a whole array of different names to get laughs. So get ready to answer I'm a bit nervous because I'm a big fan of him, to be fair.
Well, you need to pull your head out of your arse, Sarge.
Get ready to answer our bombardment, thank fuck for that, of questions.
All right, I'm ready.
You can pass on these questions, but it's going to be a mark against your name. If you hesitate... If you laugh, it's a mark against your name.
So answer quick, answer true, if you got that.
You're a bit aggressive.
Well, we're fucking coppers, mate.
Whoa. Man, oh, mate, you seen these before, these little birdies?
We're not clowns. All right. Not going to come round there and massage you like clowns are famous for doing.
Yeah, because clowns love massages. You've not seen that documentary called Clown Massage?
I've seen it twice. I've got the box set. Right.
I've seen it. It's factual and fun.
Thank you. I like this guy.
Right. Sarge, stop kissing up to him, Sarge.
Sorry, I'm bad cop. Right, go on, ask him the questions then, Nozza.
First question, let's go. Full name?
Schaefer Camden Bates.
Oh. What kind of name is that?
A brilliant name.
Where are you from?
Cardiff.
Oh, like that Ben Phillips. Is he your mate, is he?
Best friend.
Have you got a lady friend?
Yes.
Where's she from?
Australia.
Australia? That sounds absolutely lovely, mate.
I bet she goes down under.
She does. Very well.
Frozen yoghurt or ice cream?
Ice cream.
What's your bedtime?
11 AM.
To be honest, mate, we've seen the grayscale photos.
Can you even actually play acoustic guitar?
No, I can play the ukulele, though.
Hang on. We've had a few technical problems.
What's the matter?
Sorry, Gav.
What? We got a lot of technical problems.
We've got to start again?
Yeah, what? Sorry, Gav. Just had a few technical problems. Sorry, CID have come down and been in my ear. I had to come in. You have to start again.
Nah.
Sorry, Gav.
Nah.
I tell you what, it's the paperwork at the end of the day.
What, do you want us to ask him exactly the same question?
It's almost like you've got to start again, yeah.
We've got a lot of technical problems.
Yeah, from the start of there. Okay. Sorry, mate. It's these pencil pushes down at
it's
fucking council.
It's going to be huge.
Oh, right.
Sorry, Gav.
Does he understand what the game is, then?
I don't know. Maybe refresh his memory. Again.
Okay.
He looks like a simpleton.
Schaefer, welcome to Viral Interrogation.
Welcome again, sir.
We know what you've done. You've been posing as a whole array of characters, pretending to be people. And we're now about to interrogate you.
We need answers. You can pass on these questions, sure. If you hesitate, or if you have a little chuckle to yourself, that's a mark against your name, sunshine.
You don't want to do that, you pussy. So answer these questions true, and answer them bloody quick.
I will.
Let's go.
Okay.
Ask him, Noz.
Full name, please.
Schaefer Camden Bates.
What bloody kind of name is that?
A brilliant name.
Where are you from?
Cardiff.
Oh, like that Ben Phillips. Is he your best mate, is he?
Yeah, my best tosser.
Oh, have you got a lady friend, have you?
Yeah, I love her.
Oh, where's she from?
Australia.
Oh, Australia, that sounds nice.
Oh, I bet she goes down under.
She does really well.
Frozen yoghurt or the icy creams?
Frozen yoghurt.
When's your bedtime?
6 AM.
We've seen those grayscale photos, mate.
Can you actually even play acoustic guitar?
No.
We've seen those luscious bouncy looks of yours.
Are they even real curls?
Legit, I eat my crusts.
I bet you're not even from Wales, are you, sunshine?
I bet you're English. Are you English?
I'm an Irish man who can swim.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Do you believe in happy endings, wank wank?
Yeah, I always watch Joe Sugg.
I hear you do impressions, sir.
Yes.
I bet they're shit. Do your best, Rooney.
Just sat in the, in the club and...
Do De Niro!
I can see you.
Do Attenborough!
Who?
David Attenborough. I'm fucking Cockney, man.
If you're going to say my name, say it properly.
Do key into me.
Okay, Emily. Oh, what you doing there again?
Do that Joker fella.
I know why you put on these little mustaches.
No, Christopher Walken, please!
I don't know why you're swearing at me. It's crazy.
That's not a bad walking, but don't think you're going to be walking out of here anytime soon. I like that, Sarge.
Wow.
I like that loads. What's the last one you learned?
Your mum.
Impression of his mum, was it? Okay, that's fair enough. you ever had a paper round, have you?
No.
Okay. Do an impression of Bear Grylls getting his hand caught in a grill.
Okay, I've just bought this new George Foreman grill, and what you've got to do is place the piece of piss in there. Oh, God. And my hand's got caught. It's bitter.
Which telly shows have you been on?
Jimmy Kimmel, The One Show, and ITV News.
Oh, very posh. Give us a bit of banter now.
If I was...
Quick. Go on, son. That's a mark.
Banter.
Done.
20 seconds.
Slog, marry, avoid. Ben Phillips, Jack Jones, Mr. Pepper.
I'd marry Jack Jones, snog Ben Phillips, and avoid Mr. Pepper.
Oh, very nice.
5 seconds.
Did you commit the crime?
Of course he did. Look at him.
Oh, I'm getting just angry looking at him.
It's time, Dad.
Right. Right.
He's done the crime.
He sounds like it.
You have done the crime.
There you go.
Okay. I believe now I've done
it. What marks do you have against his name, then?
Loads.
Nine marks.
That's a lot.
God, that's nearly as many as Keane got.
Apparently.
Well, yeah. Probably.
Keane got 8.
It's like Jack's driving test results.
Oh! Yeah. Nine majors, more like. Sorry, Sarge.
It's been lovely chatting to you.
Yeah, and you.
I don't really know.
Toodle pip.
What we're doing, to be honest.
Next song, please.
Wait, no. What if people want to check out Schaefer online? Don't be rude.
We're out of the act now, all right?
Back to friendship. Schaefer Bates online, is it?
Yeah.
Spell your name.
Sierra, Charlie, Hotel, Echo, Indigo, Foxtrot, Echo, Romeo,
Lovely stuff. Check him out. He's really, really good at voices. And I hope one day you fulfil your dream of doing them.
I've got a TV show coming up soon, but that's about all I'm saying to him.
Is he? Do you know about this?
Yes, I do.
You've got a TV show coming up soon?
Yes.
When's that out?
May or June. I can't confirm.
What's the channel?
It will be on E4.
E4, lovely stuff. What's that called?
It's called Icon, Schaefer Bates.
Schaefer Bates, Icon.
Yeah.
Love it. Stick around for that coming up in spring, summertime. Cheers for joining us, Schaefer.
Thanks, my lovelies.
Love
you. It was a pleasure. Love you too.
Take care.
Bye.
You're never at home, my love. You are good.
Show on FUBAR Radio.
Schaefer Bates, another lovely friend of the show.
What a legend.
What a ledge.
Yeah, what a legend.
What Bandit King, 2K15.
Pardon?
Bandit King, 2K15.
Yeah.
It's 2016.
Yeah, I know, but I...
Yeah, but he was King last year, now he's coming back.
Yeah, someone else might be Bandit King this year. You might be Bandit King.
The way me?
Yeah.
Maybe.
You. So, yeah, play your cards right, Willie. Oh. Bandit King 2016.
Maybe.
I hope people know we're saying this shit ironically. Yeah, we're Bandit Kings, boys. We're Bandit Kings. Can you do any voices, Tom?
I can.
Yeah?
Can I do Nana Moon? Oh, come on, Alfie. Oh, Alfie. Don't do that, Alfie.
That's pretty dated.
That's very dated.
Yeah, come but on. It's still a big impression.
Get to the times.
All right, what about this? It sounds very similar. What's my chops, Bernie?
Who's that?
That's just a cartoon. Or, hiya! Hey, Groomy!
What's that?
Miss Piggy. Fuck, I mean, what is that? That's a stunk of pork right there. No? That was Miss Piggy all over.
Can you do any voices, Will?
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
Oh, yes.
Go on. What do you want?
Can you do David Cameron?
No, I can do Bane.
Go on.
I was born in the darkness.
Sounds like Nana Moon, to be fair.
Wait, what? That's really good.
I was born in the darkness, Alfie.
Can do
Alfie? I was born in the darkness.
Alfie?
Well, what can you do then?
Lots of stuff.
Go on. Yeah.
Come on then.
I do
Nelson Mandela.
Oh, Winnie. What's his daughter's name?
Oh,
or his wife, sorry?
Huh?
Is it Winnie?
What? Yeah.
Oh, Winnie. Let's do something else. I fight for what I believe in.
I don't know what.
Well, that's pretty good.
I think that's what he said in the speech. He's like, oh, Winnie. Just talking to Winnie. I fight for what I believe in.
Give
him one.
Okay, what about.
George Bush.
Okay, you give him one.
My fellow Americans.
That's just an American accent. American.
Sorry, good, next one.
Sting.
You think you can do it?
Sting!
Little bee.
Why did he shit? Why did he go zzzz?
No, that was the dart going in.
The dart, okay. Yeah.
Jack, you've got a couple of new series coming out on your YouTube channel this year. Is that good?
We digress.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Oh, okay. Do you want
to... Moving on. Right. Now, I've got... I don't know, really, Will, to be honest.
What are you doing with your girlfriend?
Yeah, we're debating it and we're thinking about it, but we've got to try and work out the logistics of it, to be honest.
Trying for a baby.
Oh, yeah, just setting that tripod.
They're trying for a baby.
In all seriousness, she left me.
Oh.
That's fair enough, though.
Sorry, mate. I can understand why.
I am...
Is that why you've been so flirty today?
What, with Will?
No, with...
Shut up.
Hey, what did I say before we came in here? Not today. We'll leave that at the door, alright? That mess.
I'll tell you, you're on your way to get that title, Bandit King 2016.
Oh, I'm hoping so.
You really are.
Fingers crossed.
Really are.
Tom, you've got some YouTube stuff coming up.
Oh, well, some might say I have, because I have.
Have you?
Oh, well, I do. Worry about his fucking channel again.
Don't you worry about it. You don't have to feel threatened by me.
Six subs.
Little old I. No.
I've actually got more subscribers at the moment.
Have you?
Yeah.
How many you got?
191.
I'm chasing you. I'm not on your tail.
Oh. No, what are you doing? What are you doing on the channel? Talk us through it. I've been filming
this week, and I'm going to do a little vloggy type thing, because I've heard they're great.
What, vlogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
Thanks, man.
You know they're great. We keep doing the vloggy happy challenge.
I know. Mm. So I've just done my first video the other week and it's gone down well.
It's very funny.
Yeah, it's alright.
Oh, fuck off. You love
me. Hey, come on.
Hey.
At the door. We leave that negative vibes at the door.
I don't know about that.
Do you want a song?
That's one of fucking different co-presenters, to be honest with you. Ooh. Yeah, let's have a song.
Sunset Suns?
Threatening.
You are the only one.
Is one of the songs they do.
Can you just
have we not got that one?
We got Remember.
Oh, I never heard it.
Oh, you like it?
Maybe I did hear it, but I can't remember.
Banter.
Who knows?
Banter King.
I win, you lose. It's only for us two. I win, you lose. I remember days when we were all alone. If you would ever leave me, I would call your phone. We would talk for days and never leave my home. I think about it. Always find a reason to be strung upon. Always wanted it, but when you break my heart, you would try and argue with me from the start. I can live without it. Come on and baby, take my hand now. Remember when we used to say now. Swear it all be kind, I swear we always hide it. Tired of being this way, got it. You wonder why you're broken hearted. Been a time before, we've been a since we started. Yeah. I will.
just the way they are. Having fun with you, I'm so bizarre. But we can never be one with an open scar. I think about it. Never took the time to ever wonder why. Could have been the cause that we'd be laughing or crying. But we would never learn because we both denied. I can live without it. Come on and baby, take my hand now. Remember when we used to say now. It's where it all began, it's where we always hide it. You're tired of being disregarded. You wonder why you're brokenhearted. We've been a time before, we've been a since we started.
May support luxurious head of hair made up of ghostly zero energy particles.
Is Stephen Hawking just talking shit?
He might have gone a bit mad.
I feel like, has he gone bonkers? It sounds like he's gone bananas.
Well, he can't really do much to sort of entertain his mind, can he?
No, he's just making up. Black holes have got haircuts, for fuck's sake.
Hey, imagine life you're the moon, because off bald, you'd be like, bastard!
Yeah, well, not only is it the black hole eating everyone, he's got a wicked haircut to do with it.
Yeah, the greedy, greedy, good looking sod.
Every Tuesday. From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
That was the Sunset Sons with Remember. And he's bloody chatting already. He can't shut his mouth up. It's Aaron Craskill. You right, Aaron?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm great, mate. I'm great. Thanks for coming in.
No, you're cool. Honestly, thank you for having me.
You got to move your mic up and be in
touch. I've got to do it, have I?
You should have someone to do that for you.
This is very, very unprofessional, guys. I've just come from where you're doing what I'm just saying.
How That's you been, alright?
I'm really good, man. Thank you. No, it's alright. I just took my jacket off. I had a little leather on.
Did you? Oh,
yeah,
nice.
One for the girls. Sorry, Charlotte, I didn't mean that, if you're listening. One for the fans.
How's that going, all the fans?
Jesus,
Facebook
man. It's fantastic. It blows my mind, man. Mm. It's blowing my mind every day, so it's a blessing.
What number's really. You on now? With that key in it, he's on 4 mil. Higher or lower than? Higher.
What, over all?
Facebook likes.
Facebook likes is 3.6.
Oh, you're on his tail.
3,600.
You're on his tail.
Yeah, it's great. It's really nice, man. Yeah.
Nice, man.
Yeah, Keaton took over me. How dare you?
I think
he's listening. Yeah, he did. He did, yeah. Mate, he's fantastic, man.
Have you had a little word with him out there?
Yeah, mate, I smashed him in, yeah. I don't know what he's up to.
Are you on YouTube? Yeah,
I am. I made a YouTube profile.
Right.
When I was on Facebook first, then I found Vine. Vine moved on. It was mental on Vine for me, so I thought, do you know what? I really want to go back to Facebook. So I went back to Facebook. Started putting compilations on there, went mad. So I thought, I'm going to do vlogs and stuff. Oh my God, yeah, YouTube. I went onto YouTube, made a profile, put a profile picture there and a couple of compilations of my vines and totally forgot about YouTube. Like, I didn't have no time for... I was doing, obviously, my Facebook stuff and it all got completely out of hand and I was like, oh my God, Jesus, what am I doing? Mm. So I went into it full time. I looked on my YouTube, like, it was, like, 6 months ago, and it was like 40,000 subscribers. I was like...
It's mental.
What? Mm. Like, they started adding me from Facebook.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, because I got big on Facebook, they started adding me. So, obviously, they must have Googled my name or whatever. And my Instagram started getting bigger. My Twitter started getting bigger. Then my YouTube. But now I've gone back to YouTube. So, I'm going to start to do some bits on YouTube now just for YouTube.
Oh, okay.
And it's really, it's a nice little challenge, man, because to not, just to sit there, I've got so much stuff to say. I've got some horrible stuff to say as well. I've got so much anger built up in me.
About?
I can't tell you.
Is it about YouTubers?
I done a Snapchat story yesterday about YouTubers.
Oh.
No. My thing with YouTubers is, I keep hearing, can I go into it? Am I allowed to go into
it?
Okay, listen. If you're annoyed about your following coming up to you, knocking on your windows and stuff, I know it's really bad, that's naughty, because I'll be pissed right off. I haven't swore, you naughty little rascal. Listen, if they're annoyed about followers coming up to them all the time, like knocking on the windows, listen, get away from your camera in your house and go out and start doing some videos out and vlogs. You might meet a couple of your followers, say hello. Yeah?
Nice.
Jack, you're different because you're a social platformer, which means you're repping, man.
Right.
So everyone knows you, everyone loves you. But like I get annoyed with people, man, like I just get annoyed. They're on so much money a month, just enjoy it, man. Go out and do some bits, man.
Well,
winds me up.
This is a bit awkward, isn't it, Nice?
Are you both you? Yeah, obviously you YouTube as well.
I'm very, very,
we
very
have
new.
Just now.
I've just this week started.
You started me?
Just this week.
We have just now started a YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
And we're going to teach you how to be like us. Because we are the super most talented YouTubers in all of the land.
Yes, we are.
This is
only if you own pug dogs.
We have two of them.
Get
right
in
here.
There!
You can join twins. One's called Doug and the other one's called Doug too.
So, Will, can you turn the camera on? Because we're going to teach Aaron how to vlog.
And in three, two, one.
Hi guys, it's your favourite person, Jack Dean, with
Nozza.
Welcome to the channel. Hope you subscribe. Hope you're having a super great day.
You can like it, please.
Please like it. We're now about to do the most talented thing ever. We were writing movies and poetry, but we put them in the bin because this is where the money is. It's the Happy Vlogger Challenge. You know the rules. Let's go. Happy Vlogger. Happy Vlogger.
What are you... I'm watching right now.
You can't chew it. That's
too much, man. That's three. Don't heave. That's four. Mate, at least eight. Jack, at least eight. I could do eight now. Easy. Are we doing this?
Okay. Well, that's him done.
He's got a poor gag reflex.
Mate, look at his eyes getting watery.
But there you go.
Rubbish, but that still proves I'm a great YouTuber.
You are. Give me a high five, sir.
Thank you. And another one.
Where are the chilies?
The what, sorry?
Surely a YouTuber does a chili challenge.
Oh.
Or a cinnamon one.
You've got us, because we're just down here. I've got nothing.
Oh, no, I'm going to be hated from YouTube now. I'm trying my hardest to get
you
on YouTube.
Fine. But we want
to be honest. People like the honesty.
I'm going to be honest, man. Yeah. Trust me, my YouTube channel is going to be insane.
So,
yeah.
You saw what we just did. You're going to have a go yourself.
You said you could do at least seven.
At least eight.
At least eight.
Oh, he's gone in.
Well, Schaefer did nine.
Happy vlogger.
He's regretting his numbers.
Happy vlogger.
That's three.
Happy vlogger.
Four.
They expand.
Five. Happy vlogger.
Nine is the record.
Six.
Happy vlogger.
Seven.
Not bad. Not gag reflex. Knock knock. Who's
there? Happy vlogger.
He's got to get two more. Nine.
Oh, I feel gaggy just looking at him.
Can he get one more in there?
No.
One more for 10 to be the Happy Vlogger champion of the world.
Monumental
effort.
That was absolutely ridiculous. So,
oh, he's just spit them all out in the fresh ones.
Oh, it's like just seeing birth.
Come on, Ebo.
Oh, God. I think after that, we'll let Aaron recover and go to a little bit of a song, Will.
One Direction, sir.
Yeah, go on, then. Whatever you got, mate.
You gotta help me. Losing my mind. Keep getting the feeling you wanna leave this all behind. Thought we were going strong.
I thought we were holding on, aren't we? No, they don't teach ya this in school. Now my heart's breaking and I don't know what to do. Thought we were going strong, thought we were holding on, aren't we? Strong, thought we were holding on, aren't we?
Scared?
No, I ain't scared of nothing. I'm from Dover, ain't I?
Well, you should be, because this is a viral interrogation.
Jesus.
A viral interrogation.
Colonic irrigation.
Let's just dim the lights. Thanks, Will, for that.
It's getting
Why has it got dark in here?
Because it's a viral interrogation.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you scared now?
A little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Dover can't help you now.
I'm Detective Nozza. And this is my partner.
Sergeant.
Sorry, Sergeant.
Sergeant Dean.
Jesus.
And we're going to ask you some of the most gruelling questions you've ever been gruelled with, all right?
Oh, God, what have I got coming?
But if you laugh, if you hesitate, or if you say pass, that's going to be a mark against your name, Sunshine.
The aim of the game is to get as few marks as possible.
Okay. It's a bit like golf, except for the clubs, the balls. But there's going to be a bit of rough, mate.
Oh, and a few bogeys after looking at you, you snotty little toe rag.
So you better prepare yourself, Sergeant!
Let's go!
Full name?
Aaron Craskell.
Age?
33.
How many Facebook likes?
3,600,000.
How much did that cost you?
A couple of friendships.
Where are you from, mate?
Dover.
Oh, that sounds nice. Is it nice there, Aaron?
No.
Get much attention from the public, do you?
Yeah, quite a lot.
Get much hate?
Yes.
What do they say?
Fatty, fatty, bum, bum.
Oh.
How old were you when you lost your V-plates?
16 birthday.
Nice.
Did you pull them missing, did you?
What's the worst crime you've ever committed?
Theft.
What's your catchphrase?
See you later.
You're not going anywhere! Sit down!
Have you got a bae in your life?
Yeah, her name's Charlotte.
You're the bane of my life. Do another one, Nozza.
This one is a biggie, alright? So take your time.
Go on.
Have you ever owned an inflatable
Hang
chair?
On, sorry. There's been a few technical
problems.
For
the love of fuck.
There's
off.
Been a few fucking technical problems. It's been pen pushers, mate, I tell you.
Fuck off.
I keep fucking telling
fuck
you.
Fuck off.
I didn't really commit theft. I don't know why I said that. Is that really bad now?
The police are here to get
I didn't
you.
Really commit theft.
Ladies, proper oh.
Shadows right in his face.
Yeah.
Oh, you can hear the mic now, yeah? Can we sit forward, yeah?
You need to move the
light that yeah. way.
How about that? Is that better? How's that?
What it is, Aaron, is we've got a few cameras in today filming the police.
You know
tapes,
the score, mate.
Right? Yeah. So apparently they didn't catch any of that, so we want exactly the same answers.
Do it, mate.
All over again. Which is shit.
Okay.
Because we got some genuine laughs there.
Didn't we? Yeah, we did it.
No, that's cool. I've got to do the whole thing again.
This is viral interrogation.
All right.
I'm Detective Nozza, and this here is my partner.
Sergeant.
Sorry, Sarge.
Sergeant Dean. And we're about to ask you some of the most gruelling questions you've ever been gruelled
right,
with.
Okay.
But if you laugh, if you hesitate or pass, that'll be a mark against your name.
Okay.
I guess you could say it's a little bit like golf.
It is a little bit like golf, minus the clubs, the balls, but there's going to be a bit of rough.
Yeah, ooh. There might even be a few bogeys after looking at you, you snotty little rascal.
Shall we go, Silly Sarge?
Yeah, go on, ask him the first one.
Full name?
Aaron Craskell.
Age?
How many Facebook
likes? 33.
How many Facebook likes?
3,600,000.
How much did they cost you?
Few friendships.
Where are you from, mate?
Dover, Kent.
Oh, that sounds nice. Dover, Kent. Is it nice in Dover, Kent?
No.
Much attention for the public, is there, pal?
Yeah, a lot.
What about hate? Do you get much hate?
Too much.
What do they say?
Fat, fat, fat.
Oh. It's breaking my heart, Sarge. It's breaking my heart.
How old were you when you lost your tiny little V-plates?
16.
Did you report them missing, did you?
What's the worst crime you've ever committed?
Theft.
What's your catchphrase, please, pal?
See you later.
You're not going anywhere. Sit down.
Do you have a bae in your life?
Her name's Charlotte.
You're the bane in my life. Do another one, Nozza.
This one is a biggie, all right, so take your sweet little time.
Go on.
Have you ever owned an inflatable chair?
No.
What about an inflatable girlfriend? Because our producer's lost this.
Jesus, no.
Baby bells or cheese strings?
Baby bell.
Handy or blowy?
Blowy.
Do you want to tear
You normally get a handy with a blowy, so I don't know where...
That's just greedy, Serge.
That's a quote.
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Beer or cider?
Beer.
Singing or dancing?
Dancing.
Piss or shit?
Both.
YouTubers or Viners?
You know it's all about the Vine.
Can you actually last longer than 6 seconds?
No, I just do a compilation.
Can you teach me how?
Easy.
Would you delete your socials for £1 million?
For how much?
£1 million.
A million?
Yeah.
No.
Can you swear?
No.
Say fuck.
I can't.
What's your favourite Roald Dahl book?
Twits.
Say wanker.
I can't.
Support a football team.
Arsenal.
Say tit wank.
How big is Ed Sheeran's Lego house?
It must be really big.
Have you ever licked a battery?
Yes.
Should all poetry rhyme?
No.
Of course they fucking should. It's poetry, it's an art. Do the last question.
Did you commit the crime?
Of what?
Say commie spoon job.
No, we can't do it.
Do it.
Oh, that's it. He's not said it.
I'm sorry.
So you're going in the slammer.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry.
I think it's time for us to say... See you later. There we go.
That was brilliant, man. That was really fantastic. It's actually... I feel like I'm in a sun house.
Yeah, I know. We're just about
done. We're kind of brown scouser birds. As in tanned. Jesus Christ. What have I just
Aaron's
said?
Career. See you later.
What have I just said? As in tanned scouse birds.
Where we going?
With the orange faces. Oh,
Lumpa,
lumpa, doobity doo. I've still got tits up. I just said tits.
Yeah, we got him.
You got me. Well done, boys.
It's been an absolute pleasure, mate.
No worries,
Thank
man.
You so much for coming
in. We're going to have you and the rest of the guys in to play a little quiz game, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Let's
do it.
So go out there, get some air, and we'll have you all back in at the end.
It's hot.
So
it's really hot.
Cheers, Aaron. Thanks, man.
That's brilliant.
If anyone wants to check out Aaron's stuff, you can Facebook him, Aaron Craskell, YouTube, Vine, you heard the man. He's on all of them.
Sarge. Can you play the Wombats, please?
Go have a little bit of the Wombats, then.
It's a song we're playing later.
Yeah. That was not Bonfires.
Your riff.
What? Oh, God, I'm a bit tired. Doing a radio show is hard, isn't it?
It is.
We've been doing it long enough.
Yeah, I know, but it's hard still.
Is it?
Yeah. I think the longer you do something, the harder it gets.
That's never
right. Hang on, let's just think about that a minute.
Yeah, go on.
The longer you do something,
the harder it gets.
Only when you start getting old and a bit not being able to do certain things.
Yeah, exactly.
But in short term...
Jack's words of wisdom.
What about if you're doing a...
Get that on a T-shirt. So or a mouse mat.
I was having a think in that break.
Were you?
After
you
lovely talking, Aaron popped off.
What are you thinking? You know, you're just talking shit.
You know Aaron... You know Aaron got sort of a bit of notoriety because he'd done the catchphrase?
Yeah.
And like, you got people like Anto Sharp who'd done a catchphrase and stuff like that. I was having to think, what would our catchphrase be? Do you know what I mean? If we started on Vine and stuff, if we could all think of a catchphrase, that'd be good, right off the bat. So, all Will, right. what would you have?
Catch me up, and then I'd run off.
Catch me up?
Catch me up.
But how would that be funny in Vine format?
Because I'd be running off screen, and then there'd be like a herd of people running after me.
That's actually quite good. You could go up to people in the supermarket, hit them up or anywhere, hit them on the shoulder and go, tag, you're it, run off and see their reaction.
Yeah, can I have that? Is that mine?
That's your one. Right. We'll tag you.
What's your one?
I reckon you should go up to people who's in the supermarket or anywhere. Don't know what my...
You like supermarkets?
I do. Go up to people, if they're doing like a mundane task, like gardening or checking the grapes in the supermarket, and you go up to them and you just go, the perfect crime. Oh. And then it makes them think...
Ooh. Is that why you're growing the moustache, so you can twiddle it?
Yeah.
Oh, the perfect crime.
The perfect crime.
Right, well, if you go like that, I'm going to actually have a prop in mind.
Oh, all right.
I don't know if you guys have heard this
one. Budget?
Well, I go up to them with a big old water bomb, and then I go up to them and go, oh, water bomb, and I smash them in the face with
water
it.
Water bomb?
Yeah, water bomb.
Water bomb.
Water bomb.
Police. What's the tune?
Water bomb.
Police would be down there.
Oh, water bomb. Da, 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 da. Yeah? Are you guys up for it?
You just do YouTube.
No.
I'll do Vine.
No, you need to just do yourself in the corner, mate, and shut the front door.
I'll do Vine. He does the YouTube.
And what am I?
Your Facebook, you're doing all right there, aren't you?
Alright, we got it then. We nailed it down.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll spend the next week doing that and see if you can get the most views by next.
Well, surely I've got it. Yeah.
Obviously not. We'll smash it. Right, so let's get them three back in. We'll go to a song, then we'll get them three back in, and we'll do...
the game.
Yeah, Right is Wrong.
Right is wrong.
Or wrong is right.
Whatever, wrong is
whatever
right.
Way, exactly, Will. Wrong is right. So who knows what
hey,
order.
Do you want a bit of James Bay?
Yeah, go on.
Hold back the river.
No, go on then. Hold it back.
Oh,
it's getting
hands
all
are
over me.
Wrinkly
no,
hands.
It's really sweaty in here. It's not a river.
Try to keep you close to me, but life got in between. Tried to square, not be in there, but said that I should have been. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and see where you hide. Hold back the river, hold back. Once upon a different life, we rode our bikes into the sky. Against the tide, those distant days all flashing by. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and be by your side. Lonely water, lonely water, won't you let us wander, let us hold each other. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so high. Stop for a minute and be by your side. Hold back the river, hold back.
James Bay with Hold Back the River. Can you hold back a river?
I usually can.
If you had a river, do you reckon you could hold it back?
Oh, look at those.
As you can tell, we're joined by the whole gang. We've got Aaron, Kian, and Schaefer sharing a pair of headphones.
Hello. Hiya.
It's warm, isn't it?
Best friends.
So now there's a lot of us in one room. Yeah. We're now about to play a game called Wrong is Right.
Okay.
Or Right is Wrong.
Okay.
Who knows? Who knows?
We don't.
We was always taught not to.
Lie.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Aaron Kraft.
No. Oh no. Aaron Kraft, you're in studio.
I've got starstruck. When I saw these two idiots, I got starstruck.
You're right.
I've only ever been starstruck once, that was with the fat bikers.
His fee must have been a little bit more for him to say that.
Well, you got starstruck by him?
Yeah, Shackmate, they're legends.
Oh, come on, mate.
Which one?
Him. Him.
He's alright.
Basically, we're going to be asking you some questions. It's going to go bush like that.
Bush.
And you cannot answer the right answer. You've got to give a wrong answer. Okay. But it has to be within the realms of possibility. So if I said to Aaron right now, Aaron, what's your name? He has to say a different name. He can't go, oh, Blue Tack.
Okay.
It's not a feasible name.
So I understand.
Any other names? Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. I have to say the wrong answer to everyone.
Just to reiterate.
It's amazing.
Say the wrong answer to everyone.
What he does. Yes.
Okay, come on, Aaron.
Anyway.
Right, so what it is, they've got, it's a straight, if you answer right, you're out. And then whoever's the last man standing is the winner. Are you ready for this, Aaron?
It's intense.
It's very intense.
Quiet questions, yeah?
Go.
Can I stop you for 1 minute?
Go on.
Is it going Aaron, me, Schaefer, or Aaron all the time, and then me, and then...
Aaron, Kean, Schaefer, Aaron, Kean.
I'm just showing the wrong answer.
I want to touch the levels here.
To everyone.
But they have to be linked to the question.
Okay, so it's just associated.
Yeah. Have you got any Craig David?
Oh, have we got any Craig David on there?
You'll find out.
Big nasty. In March. Right, okay, so are you ready for Wrong is Right?
Go.
Name the cowboy from Toy Story.
Adam.
What holiday falls on October the 31st?
Christmas.
Complete this saying. E.T. phone.
E.T.
What's the baby in The Simpsons called, Aaron?
Lisa.
Capital of Wales.
Germany.
Who's the currently top of the Premier League?
Justin Bieber.
Who's the president of the United States?
David Cameron.
Which band did Kurt Cobain play in?
Westlife.
What's the ice creams at McDonald's called?
You say that again.
What's the ice cream from McDonald's called?
Your mum.
That wasn't associated.
Oh. I ran out of ideas.
Mum, John.
Let's go to independent...
I didn't realise we were PC, yeah. Sorry, guys.
You've just done a mum joke about the McFlurry.
Out. Oh.
You're out, Schaefer.
Oh, you want to be as early, all right?
Okay. I'll go next one.
So it's between myself and Aaron.
Yeah, it's between
you two. Battle of the Facebook dickheads.
Aaron. Which book did J.K. Rowling write?
Wind in the Willows.
True or false, is the Earth flat?
True.
Name one British soap.
Last of the Summer Wine. It is a soap.
Hang on, I'm hearing in my ear. That's a sitcom. Carry on.
Yes. Yes.
Kean, what did Steve Jobs invent?
Jobs.
Aaron, how many Oscars has Leo DiCaprio
actually
won?
He probably did invent Jobs.
Aaron, ooh. I'm sorry.
What?
Carry on.
One more strike, you're out.
One more strike, you're gone. And Ireland takes the cup.
How many Oscars has Leo DiCaprio won?
7.
Which country was Andy Murray from?
Ireland.
What is a yen?
A bird.
On which website can you retweet?
Facebook.
What does Starbucks sell?
Candy. Oh, they probably do.
It's all right.
What's fine? What colour kit does Chelsea play in?
Germany.
10 times 3, quick. 10 times 3.
Come on.
One.
Which city did the Home Alone kid get lost in the second time?
Paris.
California is in which country?
Netherlands.
Who presents I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Kean Toomey.
Which animal does Peter Griffin regularly fight?
Kean Toomey.
4, 2, 4, 6, 8.
Who do we...
I like to masturbate.
If you don't go to heaven, you go to...
Harrods.
I don't get it, but...
It's a shop in London.
Oh, it's a shop in London.
Not familiar with London, me.
Okay, right, let's carry on then, Tom.
If it's 9 a.m, is it morning or afternoon?
Nighttime.
Is grass green?
7.
Oh! Hey! Oh! Yes! Kean Toomey wins! Yes!
I'm on a beach as well.
See you later.
Kean
did say Chelsea football kit is Germany colour.
I didn't say Germany. I said
Jobs. Did you actually say that?
I said germ green.
No, he said.
I did.
No, no.
I said germ green.
Steve Jobs invented Jobs.
Manipulating you.
Steve Jobs invented Jobs.
I said germ green.
Yes, he did. Already around before.
He didn't invent Jobs.
You said a naughty word.
Aaron Craskill's getting mad.
Aaron Craskill, you just said.
Yeah,
you
just, no, wait, man,
you just said a profanity.
Aaron said a naughty word.
Aaron said a naughty word.
Nice.
I think I said the fifth.
The fifth?
What the furf, Aaron?
Oh, he's always saying the furf.
This is definitely going to be late night anyway. Come
Aaron
on.
Said
I enjoy that game. At least after, well, this is at least 9:10.
Aaron actually said the fuck word.
Oh, no.
That sounds a bit
stinging to my ears.
Yeah, I know, but I'm a voice actor, so, you know, I can make things sound like.
Look, you're well good, isn't he? He's good at mouth.
He's amazing.
Can we have a bonus round or something? That was really enjoyable.
Can we have a bonus round?
Can I come in on the bonus round?
Yes, everyone's in there.
Okay. Right, it's different now, right? We're going to change the rules up.
They have to be right.
To win the point, it's whoever comes up with the funniest answer.
Oh, right? God.
Yeah? It's got to be funny. It's got to make us laugh.
So they can go.
I'm no good
off
on point. I'm no good on, like, I'm not a comedian.
Yeah. So it doesn't. Comedian. It doesn't have to be within the realm of comedy.
Neither am I, Aaron. Okay.
But if none of us make you, if none of you make us laugh, then who
okay,
knows?
Let's do this.
Right.
Very biased.
Aaron, you're up.
Go.
Is the sky red?
Definitely.
What is Google?
Google is a place where you go to discuss topics.
Who is Ronaldo?
Ronaldo is a fantastic golfer.
What is the capital of France?
Czech Republic.
Where was that from? I laughed.
I don't even know.
What's bigger, an egg or a car?
My reproductive organ.
What colour is the Spotify logo?
You say that again.
What colour is the Spotify logo?
It's the same colour as my Kellogg's cereal in the back of my pantry.
What?
Does Alex Turner play in the Kooks?
No, he plays in a band called One Direction.
Where do sharks live?
Who?
Sharks.
Sharks. They live wherever they want to be, I mean.
You guys are so fucking funny.
We're shit.
We are rubbish.
I thought you said Sherlock Holmes.
We can make a good video, though.
Will,
give us a day.
Have we got a chamber at all?
Chamber.
A chamber.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. Have we not got one?
What's a chamber?
Sorry, guys.
No, I'll
let you down.
Can we go to the pub? Share and subscribe.
Do you know what? I think we can.
No, I'm joking.
Can we go to the pub now?
Yeah.
Is that funny?
Right. No, yeah, we can go to the pub. You're always funny, Aaron.
Yes.
I just want to say thanks to Schaefer for coming in, the Welsh goddess.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, cheers. By the way,
Aaron, he was thanking me.
Lovely eyes. He's got lovely eyes. Aaron is a really nice guy. I like his hair. And I love his videos.
Jack was thanking me.
He's really good. Aaron is the man.
Jack was thanking me.
Aaron is coming in, Kian.
No, go again.
Thank you,
Aaron's got cool tattoos.
Say it again.
I love his job.
Thanks, Kian.
You've got nice eyes, Shay.
You've been listening to the Jack Mate Show.
Aaron has really nice eyes.
Producer Will, thank you very much.
The Jack Mate Show.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure, guys.
Thank you
very much. Right, now we can go to the pub with these absolute
nice
wallies.
See you later.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
Aaron is the man.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
See you later.
And if you love me, then why won't you use me? If you hate me, then why do you care? You said that we would go the distance. Now you don't take me anywhere, and I bite my tongue, but fuck your heart, and I can't stand you. We're gonna make it. up on fire, 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 and nothing's gonna feel the same.